CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Two of Hydro-Québec's largest unions, consisting of nearly 9,000 employees, have agreed to form a strike against the company's Crown Corporation. The Hydro-Québec Trades Employees Union and the Hydro-Québec Technologists Union officially filed strike notices early last week after more than 2 years of stalled negotiations. Both unions expressed concern of the growing use of subcontracting, stating that it risks eroding in-house expertise and driving up costs. They also stated that essential services will be maintained during the strike and their actions will not disrupt service to the public. The Hydro-Québec employees are expected to officially start striking on Wednesday evening. An out-of-control wildfire south of White Court within the province of Alberta has prompted officials to order an evacuation among their citizens. According to Albertan authorities, citizens were advised to take pets, medication, and important documents before heading to the evacuation center on Monday evening. They also stated that the fire covers roughly 55 hectares of land, with strong winds increasing the risk of further spread. Firefighters, helicopters, and air tankers were sent shortly after an Alberta emergency alert was issued. Further updates are expected as crews continue to suppress and monitor conditions in the affected area. Well-known American soap opera actress Jennifer Harmon passed away late last week at her home in New York City. Born in Pasadena, California in 1943, she made her first appearance as an actress on Broadway in 1965 and starred in plays such as You Can't Take It With You, The Cherry Orchard, and The Wild Duck. She later starred in hit TV shows such as How to Survive a Marriage, Dallas, and Guiding Light, but was best known for portraying Kathy Craig Lord on the daytime soap opera One Life to Live. Throughout her career, she received a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series and is also credited for appearing in 21 episodes of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Jennifer Harmon left behind no relatives, and the cause of her death remains uncertain. She was 82 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Good morning. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere. My name is Sophie, and it's been about like 3 weeks since I've been in the station. Kind of crazy. I was away in BC for a couple weeks, where I'm from, visiting home. Super, super sweet, super fun. The weather there was beautiful, so coming back to rain was a little startling, but it's honestly a pleasant surprise because, I don't know, BC is so rainy and I was expecting to see some rain while I was there, but now it's here. So anyway, I'm a little sleepy this morning. It's been a while since I've woken up this early to do one of these, but I'm here. I'm excited. I have some electronic music to wake us up this morning. Last week on the show, I had a guest. I had Jeff on the show back home in BC, and he kind of allowed me to explore some 70s New York punk rock, which was really fun. It's a genre, or like an era, I guess, that I'm pretty fond of, but I haven't explored super deeply. But this week, not necessarily a guest spot, but a friend from back home, Kai Michaud, curated a playlist for me of songs he'd like to hear on the radio. So a good chunk of today's playlist is from Kai. Shout out Kai. The first couple songs he picked, the first one I'm just in love with. I think it's my favorite. It's by George Clanton, all the way from Virginia, I believe, with the track Make It Forever. It's kind of vaporwave. When I was looking up his name, I saw the name Warm Pop, and I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I'm excited to learn more. I'm excited to hear more from him in the future. And then, of course, Iceland's very own Björk with the track Hidden Place. So I'm really stoked for today. Honestly, I do think it'll wake me up. It's a very, hype playlist, so I'm really stoked. First up here is George Clanton, Make It Forever.
You are. Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams, and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. So, you should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number's 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere. And today I'm playing some electronic music. I feel like, I don't know, there's really a mix in here. I can't just call it electronic. I think there's, I don't know, I feel like that George Clanton that you heard before the ads was like kind of dream pop. I don't know. There's kind of some hyper pop, maybe, some ambient, some drum and bass. It's a little all over the place. And I'm hoping it all flows together quite nicely because, I don't know, I feel like I have a track record for, I don't know, keeping people on their toes, especially at 9 a.m. But I'm really excited for what's to come. Up next, we have a track by Jardin Botanique and Dan Divine Foray, sorry, almost dropped their real name. But CJLO's very own, hosting No Boundaries, I think every Sunday at 7, if I'm remembering correctly. So I'm really stoked. I love this track, so good. And it's local, so of course, even better. After that, I've got a song by Heatscore called Sapiens, which I thought was pretty apt for the show since I don't know, typically discuss anthropology, but I think this is the scope of my anthropological discussion is this song called Sapiens, but it's really good, bringing up the tempo a little bit, so if that's your vibe, keep listening. First up here is Jardin Botanique and Divine Foray. It's Your Life. CJLO.
Thank you.
That was Sapiens by Heatscore. Pretty pumped up song. I don't know, when I'm listening to it, I can't help but think of Challengers. I don't know if you thought the same thing, but it feels like, I don't know, I love that movie. It's so good. I need to see it again. I've only seen it once. But the soundtrack, I just adore it. And it just reminds me, that song reminds me of it so much. Before that, you heard It's Your Life by Jardin Botanique and Divine Foray. Next up, we've got some more CanCon. So stoked. This next one is kind of more drum and bass. It's called Crisis Point by Marcus Visionary. It's great. I love it. It's off of an EP, I believe, called State of Emergency. Or I think it was just released as like a couple of singles. And this was one of them. So yeah, it came out in March. Yeah, in March. I always get May and March confused. I was just talking about this with my roommate, Alex. It's like, anyway. After that, I have Mindfulness by 3667. This was another track recommended by Kai, who curated a lot of today's show. So thank you, Kai. This one's great too. Super stoked. That's all I got for you right now. I'm pretty tired. I did karaoke last night, and I haven't done karaoke in a while. I'm always nervous before I do karaoke, but I actually had a really great time. It's so funny. Like, I feel like I intercepted a vibe. There was like a Justin Bieber vibe going on, and then I queued up a Talking Heads song and just kind of like did spoken word of Once in a Lifetime into the mic. And I was kind of embarrassed, but it's so fun. So if you've got any karaoke songs that you, I don't know, like if you have a go-to karaoke song, reach out. I want to do a karaoke themed episode, not where I will do karaoke, but I'd like to talk about it. I met someone doing their a year-long anthropological paper on it, and I'd love to read it and like get that kind of perspective on karaoke. Anyway, enough from me. Here is Marcus Visionary. Message me on Everything Everywhere on Air on Instagram if you have any suggestions. This is Everything Everywhere here on CJLO 1690 AM, Crisis Point. We'll be right back.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Everything Everywhere, and today we're doing a kind of electronic episode. I didn't have much to talk about today, which is probably for the best, because I've realized in the last few episodes, I'm pulling talk spots that are stretching to like 7-8 minutes long, and I'm like, okay, that's a little too much. People are tuning out. That's, I don't know. I think those are episodes where I do dissect the music and the themes and have more of a plan, and like, that's fine. But I do like these episodes where I can kind of just keep it moving, keep it pushing. So what you heard before the ads was Mindfulness by 3667. And then before that, you heard Crisis Point by Marcus Visionary. That one was kind of more drum and bass, and then it moved into more, I don't know, techno, I guess. I have no clue. But I was really stoked to do this episode just because I feel like I need to dive deeper into my electronic, into the electronic genre, because I really like it. But I feel like I need to experiment more. It's summer. I feel like it's the perfect time. So yeah, I really enjoyed doing this episode. I'm ending off the show with a few more tracks. The next is some more CanCon, hell yeah, by Devi McCallion. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. I somehow always manage to screw it up. But I am so obsessed with this song. It's called I Want Things to Be Beautiful. A single they released last year. Beginning of last year. It's so good. And then, of course, some Bass Victim with a track off of their Forever album, Grass is Greener. So good. It makes me want to like go clubbing, and I hate clubbing. Like, this whole album is just so incredible. Did they release a new album? Or yeah, they did. Oh my God, I've played that new album. Anyway, Bass Victim, amazing. And then I wasn't sure if I'd have enough to wrap up the hour, so I've got a song by Crystal Castles, throwing a CD in there. Didn't know they were CanCon, but their self-titled album, I think, is just so iconic. So I'm going to be playing Magic Spells off of that album. So stick around till the end. And first up here is Devi McCallion with I Want Things to Be Beautiful. CJLO 1690 AM.
I want things to be beautiful. I forgot things could be beautiful. I forgot it was an option. I had given up hope. I want things to be beautiful. I forgot that things are beautiful. I forgot it was an option. I had given up hope. I'm giving up hope that maybe it could change. Maybe there are options. Maybe take a different shape. We might not survive the change. We could survive the change. Will we survive to stay the same? 1,000 prison in my eyes. His lonely death beat died. I'm a stranger to the sight. It doesn't even move me. I'm the type to keep pushing. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. I'll have to work past wasted bodies. I hardly even mind. Changes in my hand. Money changes in my hand. It's in my hand. Money changes in my hand. I want things to be beautiful.
Just heard Grass is Greener by Vase Victim. This has been Everything Everywhere on CJLO 1690 AM. Finishing off the hour, you're gonna hear don't turn off. You're going to hear Magic Spells by Crystal Castles, Canada's very own. Thanks for listening. CJLO, 1690 AM.
Stop. this